Standing by, Renette.
Ford DOS calling Seek Users Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI-4 DOS. My name is Gary and my location is Easley. Any interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI-4DOS. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rate you portion. This being Wednesday night, rate you portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rate you, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater tonight. We'll run through those and then we'll see if we've got any others. Good evening. K4XMR, that's Mr. Mayall, he's in Prosperity. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride, M4IEI. That's Miss Isla, there in Traveler's Rest. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew, he's down in Simpsonville. And N4JRB, that's Mr. James over in Greer. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ, Miss Linda. They're down in Piedmont. And KD4HEY, Mr. Jim, he's in Piedmont. And KI4LJG, that's Mr. Robert in River Falls. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up at Table Rock. And KM4BLH, that's Mr. Kurt, he's over in Grayville. And AA4GH, Mr. Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John, he's up there at Brown Summit. And N4ASW, that's Mr. Tony and his sweet bride, 4JST. That's Miss Kim, they're up there in Asheville. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's in Anderson. And KQ4NSX, Mr. Raymond, up there at Traveler's Rest. And KG4WNP, Mr. Landon, up there in Bakersfield. And let's see here, we got WG4MC, that's Mr. Matt, via telephone relay. Matt's feeling a little under the weather. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy, she is in the other room. I appreciate all you fine folks being with us tonight. Hope everyone is doing well. We'll move over to Echo Link stations now. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in. KQ4MSD, that's Kilo Quebec 4, Mike Sierra Delta, David in Sandy Springs, South Carolina. Good to join you by EchoLink tonight.
This is KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KQ4MS down there in Sandy Springs. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. David. Hope you are doing well there, young man. And I've got one more Echo Link station up. Well, now I've got two Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. All on the net. Gary, please check in. KI4KCX. My name is Jerry. My location is headed down. It's a vacuum. Just check us in and out. Hope everybody's doing well.
AI 4, DOS. Good evening, Gary. This is Kilo 2, Lima X-ray Delta Marsh. Tonight coming to you from beautiful, kind of chilly, St. Petersburg, Florida. And not on Callahan Mountain, so we're down here in Florida right now. With that, we have negative and negative, but we'll be riding along. So, good evening to all on the net. K2LXD back to net.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KI4KCX. Master Jerry, he's out there on the mobile headed back towards Great Court this evening. He's headed home. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. You be careful out there on the mobile. And then we got K2LXD, Master Marsh, down there in St. Petersburg, Florida tonight, instead of Callahan Mountain. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Marsh. Hope you are doing well. Have a safe trip down there to St. Petersburg or wherever else you may be going down there in Florida, and especially on the way back home. Get back safely to us. I appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Hope you all have a great time and hope you're doing well. All right, that's all the Echo Link stations and all the pre-nets, so we'll start go over to the RF check-ins now in the Mike through Papa group, M through P, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS? Then, Gary, please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rig, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
November Charlie, KC4NC. Name is Scott, located Portable Marietta.
DOS. This is KC4, Norway, Texas, Quebec. Eddie, Simpsonville, be hanging around for the whole roll call.
Ken Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB, Mark, Simpsonville. Also checking my wife, Wendy, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. That's KN4HTP. Thanks for calling that, Gary, and we'll be listening. 73.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Great group of folks checking in on that group. First, we got KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband, Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. To Rick and Michelle, we said hello. Y'all keep smiling and keep giggling. Well, and then we got K4OIM, Mr. Walt. He's over there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Walt. Sounding good as always. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us. Hope you are doing well. And KC4NC, Mr. Scott. He's portable up there in Marietta. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Scott. Hope you're doing well. And W4NTQ. That's our resident elder down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Eddie. Hope you are doing well. And W2MJB, that's Mr. Mark and his sweet bride, KN4HTP. That's Miss Wendy. They're down in Simpsonville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mark. Tell Miss Wendy we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Going up to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. SKD Larry. And also my wife Rhonda, KG4AHS, on Easley. No traffic, and I'll be here for RACCHU. And also by telephone relay, N9TEC Randall, Asheville. And KF4GGF Charlie. He's in Goose Creek. And I hope you're doing okay, and just keep me on the list for RACCHU, Gary. Good evening to you and everybody on frequency.
DOS. Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey K4ROW. Richard in Greenville. No traffic, no round table. Thank you for calling in tonight.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Like to say good evening, KC4SKD. That's my neighbor Larry. And his sweet bride, KG4AHS, Miss Rhonda. And Larry brings along his brother Randall, N9TEC, and his brother Charlie, KF4GGF. Randall's up there in Asheville, and Charlie's down there in Goose Creek. I appreciate you bringing Randall and Charlie along there, Larry. Got you down for some comments. Tell Miss Rhonda we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. And then we've got K4ROW. That's Mr. Richard over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Richard. Hope you are doing well. And Richard, I made a call down there to the other Richard. Doing okay. He's not great. He's been sick since Thanksgiving. But he said he would be back. I thought I'd pass that along to you. He and Sally and Ashley are all doing well. And except him, he's not, he's been on the sick side. But just to let you know about that, over.
Much obliged to you. I got a thing about it. I hadn't heard him since that time, sometime around Christmas or so, seemed like. And I was wondering if I'd missed something, some real bad news. I don't want to get into it, but he was just always, he's like you and old Larry, he's just always there. But I appreciate it.
Well, I just wanted to let you know I did get in touch with him, and he is planning on coming back and getting back on the radio with us. But he's is bedridden now. He's can't get up and go around like he used to. But he's still hanging in there. As a matter of fact, he was real chipper when I talked with him, and I told him that you'd ask about him, and just wanted to let him know we were still thinking about him, and he was missed, and he really appreciated that. So anyway, there you go. I'm glad I got that information to you, and thanks for pushing me a little bit to make the phone call, because it needed to be done. Anyway, you take care, Richard, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. Let's see, I got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, hello again. Hello again, Gary. Check in, KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself, all on the net. No traffic, no RACCHU. And do be sure and tell me sure that we say hello.
This is KA4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my buddy Stephen, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well, and I'll relay your message in there to Joy. Y'all take care, stay warm, and stay safe. Going back to the alphabet, let's try the Quebec through Tango group again. Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS. We'll move up to the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform through Zulu. U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Hello to you and Joy and everyone on the net. Please check in. N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane, and I'm home in Cleveland tonight. No traffic, no table. Thank you for calling the net, Gary.
DOS. Please check in, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. I'm located down here in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Mr. Wynn, everyone on that.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to say good evening to N4ZLK, Mr. Shane, up there at home in Cleveland tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Shane. Tell Miss Beth we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And K4XB, Mr. Tommy, he's down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Around to the front of the alphabet, starting with Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Please check in. Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
By listening, when you have time, over.
KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Had a little bit of a train wreck, but I think I got both of you. We'll try and see. Got W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KA2AXQ, Mr. Ken over there in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Ken. Hope you are doing well. And Ken, did you say you got an update on your listings? Is that what I need to do? Check with you later on that?
Put it, Gary. Thank you very much.
I got you down. I'll be back to you in just a few minutes. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. There's the Echo through Hotel Group, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. And on the net. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose, and Gary, I have no comment, no traffic tonight. But thank you for today.
Number 4, Echo Delta Whiskey, head in Brevard, no traffic. I'm at home recuperating from shoulder surgery for a dislocated or torn rotator cuff. I'll be in a sling for several weeks and then recovery after that. Over.
DOS. Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel November. I'm sorry. No, I'm starting over. Kilo 4 Hotel November Romeo. That's K4HNR. This is Connor over here in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative. Thanks.
For DOS. For Foxtrot. Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's negative and negative, over.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening, KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. We enjoyed our visit this afternoon. And hope to get it to hear you sometime tomorrow. Hope everything goes well. Then I'd like to say good evening to N4EDW, Minister Ed, up there in Brevard, where he is on the mend from having some shoulder surgery on his rotator cuff. Ed, hope you are doing well. Glad to hear you back on the air. And hope you continue to improve every day. And then we got K4HNR, Minister Connor, over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Connor. Hope you are doing well. And W4FHJ, Mr. Gene. He's over there at Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Gene. Hope you echo through hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the very patient group on a What is tonight? Wednesday night? At the Indians Rulema Group. I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It's where I'm going to be negative and negative and say 73s for each one of you.
Wes, hope you and Miss Joy are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Gary, good evening to you and Miss Joy, and thank you so much for calling the net, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment. DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid, he's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Hope you are doing well. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope she's doing well. Y'all stay warm and stay dry up there this evening. And then we got KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan. He's up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Duncan. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
6-W.
Hey, good evening to AC6IW. Can I get a name and location?
W. It's Jeff with a J in Greenville, South Carolina. Thanks for running the net.
Appreciate you being with us tonight. Hope you are doing well over there in Greenville. With a six caller, are you from California by chance?
Bakersfield, California, and I think I was first licensed in somewhere around 1982.
I was in the military. I was stationed at right at the tip of the San Francisco Bay. I lived in Mountain View and a couple other little towns right around the tip of the bay up there. So I did visit down in Bakersfield. I had some friends that lived in Palo Alto that had. But their mom and dad lived down there in Bakersfield, and we went down to see them as a group one weekend. Had a wonderful time. But thanks for taking the time to check in with us tonight, Jeff. Hope you're doing well. And just saw the sixth call and thought you might be from out there. All righty, let's see here. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS. Gary, everybody on the net, please check in. N4NLR, November 4, nothing like radio. Name here is Jim, Juliet in the mic, location in Greenville, South Carolina. And Gary, listening to you talk about Bakersfield, California. That thing was Buck Owens is from. One of his great songs, got Tiger by the Tail. Anyway, check in now, Gary. Good evening, N4NLR.
Say good evening to N4NLR, Mr. Jim, over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you are doing well. And thanks for the information on the Buck Owens song. Did not know that. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. We have most everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. But thanks for all those folks checking in with us tonight. We will all stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag tube portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. I had one night fellow that want to update his items listed, and we'll grab him first, and then we'll see if there's any others. KA2AXQ. Mr. Ken, what can we do for you there, young man?
For DOS, KA2AXQ. Well, Gary, I need to shorten the list of things that I have, and I'm going to do it one item at a time, because I think I'm confusing people. But I have the portable tower, the tower trailer. It's free, $0, F-R-E-E, to whoever wants to come and tow it away. I just have to get it out of my yard, because I'm not long for being around here, so I got to start unloading some stuff. And they can contact me at 864-607-0104. Thank you, Gary.
Ken, you have the tower trailer with about 25 feet of tower on it, and it is free. Is that the tower and the trailer, or just the trailer, Ken?
Complete tower and trailer. It's all one piece, and it has a small winch on it that raises the tower and lowers it back down. And there's a R7 all band HF antenna, vertical antenna on that tower, plus two other smaller antennas. Over.
The trailer and everything that's on it goes, and it's free. That's all I needed to know for that. And I know the price, you had $500 on everything that you had listed. Do you want to leave that price up there? You want to drop it down for the HF rig and the two Motorolas, or what? And you also had a ICOM receiver.
I'll drop the price down on those to $400 for all of them. A new ham operator would love it. I mean, you know, somebody just getting their ticket for the first time, they could be all set up with UHF, VHF, and HF.
I just wanted to double check with you, because this stuff belongs to you. It don't belong to me. I've left it, you know. See the price where it was, that was okay with me. I just did not know. But we got the change made, and but the trailer and everything that's on it is free. If somebody will come hook to it and take it off. Well, folks, while I've got Ken on the radio right here, his whole listing was a Kenwood HF transceiver. It's a Kenwood TS-450S. He had it, the tower trailer with the R7 vertical. He's got a Motorola CDM-1550LS. With an antenna, and then he's got a Motorola CDM-1250. One's a VHF and one's a UHF. I'm not familiar with those, so that's what those are. And he has an ICOM IC-71R, a ICOM CR-71A. No, I messed that up. It's an ICOM R-71A receiver, and he would like $400 for all of that. Does anyone need any fields?
Recheck, K4XB. Could I get Ken's phone number again, please, sir? Yes, sir, go ahead.
864-607-0104. Copy.
Thank you, sir. Kilo 4X-ray, Bravo.
You better call Ken quick. He's liable to be on the phone. Ken, there you go. You got a phone call coming. Taken care of. Is there anyone else with anything else they would like to add to the SwapNet book or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS. If we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start the reading of the SwapNet book, call KI4DOS.
For DOS. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina. I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
And now, Whiskey 4, India, Yankee, India, Robert Spartanburg.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KC4EZN. Mr. Harry up there in Candler, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Harry. Hope you're doing well. Stardust sent out a search party looking for you. missed you up there when we was calling the alphabet a while ago. But glad you took the time to come in here and check in with us. Thanks for being here and hope you're doing well. And then we got W4IYI, Mr. Robert over there in Spartanburg. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Robert. I hadn't heard you in a while. Hope you are doing well there, young man. But do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Anyone else, all the way through the alphabet before we start the reading of the SwapNet book, call KI4DOS.
Robert, DOS. Please check in November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, Mobile, and Inman, negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4JBM, Mr. Jerry, out there mobiling around Inman tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jerry. You be careful out there on the mobile. And watch out for Steve. He lives over there, too, someplace. I don't know how far y'all are apart, but anyway, appreciate you being with us. You be careful out there on the mobile there, young man. I do appreciate you taking the time to be with us. All righty, this is KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item we got up on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Yaesu Tempo 1. That's a HF transceiver. He has the transceiver, the external VFO, and an external speaker, and he would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Pope is looking for, got a fellow looking for a half-wave 2-meter vertical antenna. Does anyone need any fields?
J-Bo, ain't that a half-wave?
J-Bo, I don't know. He just said he was looking for a half-wave 2-meter vertical antenna.
Is that a half-wave? J-Bo sent him my call sign.
You just want him to, you want me to get in touch with him and let him call, send you an email?
Give him my phone number. Air code
803-524-3780.
524-3780.
That is correct. Give him an email and give him your phone number. And I'll get that off to him in just a few minutes. It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up on the SwapNet book is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT840. That's a HF transceiver. It's like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Clip is for sale. It's a Dentron MT3000A. That's a full legal limit manual antenna tuner. He would like $250 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC718. He has the microphone, the manual, and the box it came in. He would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an M-squared, 2 meter, 70-centimeter beam. I use this for satellite work. It's about 2 years old, and he would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? That is for sale. It's an LDG 100 Pro. That's $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? I got on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's an XTA 125D. That's a solid state amplifier. Works HF through 6 meters. And he would like $450 for it. Does anyone need any fields? That's going to conclude the reading of the swap net book tonight. Appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the swap net book. That's folks that made some changes, but that's about all we had tonight, so we're in good shape as far as that goes. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to rag to you? Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. I happen to be in town this week. Please check in and out. Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Hotel X-Ray, Jamie. And by proxy, Kilo Juliet 4. Yankee, Lima, November. My wife, Sabrina. She's at work tonight, Gary. I'm home in Chesney. Check me in and out, please. Her as well. 73 to you. Hope you enjoy. You're doing well. Everybody have a good one.
KI4DOS. This is Kilo Quebec 4, November Hector Bravo, KQ4, NHB. Would you please check Danny in down here in Greenville? Got into a late start, but I'm going to be on the side just listening. Have a good night, 73.
We're DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KJ4UHX, Mr. Jamie, and his sweet bride, KJ4YLN, Miss Sabrina, up there in Chesney. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Jamie. Tell Miss Sabrina we said hello. And Jamie, I'm gonna be nosy. I remember your children being smaller, and I know it's been a few years since I've seen them. Have any of them graduated high school yet?
Yeah, Gary, they have. My two oldest ones graduated, and my daughter will be a senior. My youngest daughter will be a senior next year.
Well, I say congratulations, and I'm proud of them. And tell you what, man, they grow up so quick, it's unbelievable. I can't believe that the youngest one is now a senior. I didn't realize it'd been that long. But anyway, tell them all we said hello, and y'all take care. Tell Miss Sabrina we said hello, and thanks for letting me know there, young man. I know it's been a while since I've seen you, but anyway, you know, when we don't get to get out as like we used to, you know, when the old COVID and stuff hit, everybody got, I got kind of messed up. I kind of lost track of time, I guess. Anyway, Jamie, I'll take care up there at Chesney, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. Also, I'd like to say good evening to KQ4NHB, Mr. Danny, down there in Greenville. Congratulations to you, Mr. Danny. You did good at the test session on Saturday. Appreciate you being with us tonight. And don't worry about being late. My net runs a little late because of the swap net, so you ride on time there, young man. As long as we're not that closed it out, and if I'm still by the radio and it's already closed out, you can probably still get in there. but don't worry about what time it is. Thanks for being with us there, Danny. Hope you're doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net? Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Check in and out, Kilo Quebec 4, Hotel Lima Zulu, Benson and Marshall. I'll just be sitting here listening.
KI4DOS. Gary, please check in, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. And like I say, good evening, KQ4HLZ, Mr. Benson up there in Marshall. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Benson. Good signal into the repeater from Marshall tonight. Hope you are doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Mrs. Adana. They're located over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Let's see who's first. Well, I ain't got but one rag chewer tonight, and that's Mr. Larry, KC4SKD, over here, my neighbor in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Larry. Tell, I'll get it out in a minute. How are you and Miss Rhonda doing, Larry?
KF4DOS in the net. This is KC4SKD. Yeah, I've been doing a little research on the car. I don't know if you heard me talk about it the other night on the radio, but it does have a blown head gasket. So I'm just trying to decide the best way to go. I've been told it's not wise to do a full valve job on an engine with that many miles. It's got a quarter of a million miles on it. So I'm just doing some checking, trying to decide what to do. I haven't taken anything apart yet, but I wanted to check some things first.
I did not hear that on the radio. I'm so sorry to hear that. But, Conway, I did not know that it had a blown head gasket, and you got to go in there and do all that extra work. It depends on who you talk to in a lot of cases there, Larry, as to which is the best way to go. I know some engine builders that have said it. You know, as long as there's enough meat there on the heads and the block and all of that to do what you need to do, go for it. And then I've had others say, no, that's not a good way to go. So, it's best, I guess, to do your own research and then decide what you want to do, which way you want to go, because you're going to be spending some money either way. you either got to fix that, repair the engine that's in it, maybe get a new crate engine and, put a different engine in it, or, get rid of it and get you another vehicle, so... you got several different options, I guess. To me, if something like that happened to my truck, I know what I'd do. I'd repair it and keep on going with it, because I'm a little bit older than you are, not by a whole lot, but a little bit. And who knows how long I'm gonna be around here? But my truck lasts as long as I do, anyway, right?
Repair it. We like it so much. And the car, the body is in great shape. It's been painted. Interior is in great shape. The dash is not rotted or not even faded. And the thing is in such good shape, we definitely want to fix it. Just trying to decide which way to go about it. I got a place I'm going to call tomorrow and ask them some questions. But I'm not opposed to working on it myself. I don't have the capability of taking the whole engine out, but I can certainly take the head off. Probably carry it somewhere and get it fixed, just whatever's wrong with it, and put it back together. I'm sort of leaning on doing that.
That's the way to do it, I mean, if I don't have the equipment to do, true the heads up or whatnot of that nature. So I don't mind taking a head someplace and getting it worked on that does good work, and then bringing it back home and putting it back together myself, which is going to save you a ton of money, of course. But, there's a lot of places that don't want you to do that. They want to do the whole job. So, it's kind of a toss-up. You have to do a little research and find out which is the best way for you to go. But there again, You don't want to find some of one of these fly-by-night type operations where they say, yeah, we'll take care of it, and you take it over there, and they do their thing, and then you put it back together, and it's not right.
Well, there's several things to be considered, but one thing, if I do end up taking the head off and fixing it, I'm going to clean it up because some of it's pretty nasty under there. I'm going to clean it all up good and check every cable, every wire, every clamp as I put things back together. And, you know, I'm not building a show car, but I do want it to be nice and clean. I've got one other question to ask you, Gary. Rhonda wants to know if you know, or maybe somebody else on the net knows, where somebody can rent a goat. I heard they eat grass, briars, poison up and stuff. We got a place out here we need to get one to clean up. Rhonda don't want to slide down the bank anymore.
Barry, I do know some folks that have goats, but to rent one, no, I don't know anybody that's got one that would do that. But I can do some checking around, and if I can find somebody, I'll let you know. But they eat kudzu and briars, and if you got a mess, you just put them out there, and they'll take care of it in no time flat. Matter of fact, I've got a neighbor over here that used to have some, but he must have put them in his freezer or something because I hadn't heard them in a while. Joyce said they were sheep, but I said they were goats. So it might have been a little bit of both. I don't know. But I'll check around and see for what I can find out for you.
Good. Yeah, you got my cell phone number. You know, if you get any ideas. But, yeah, we need one over here to clean off for a day, you know. Not to keep any length of time, but just go over here and do some cleaning in the yard for us. Anyway, if you find something, let me know. Send me a text message, and appreciate it, Gary, and I'll let you know in a few days what to decide about the car. And Rhonda said hello, and tell Joy hello. Good evening, Gary. Good talking to you. KF4DOS in the net. This is KC4SKD. Back to you.
Hey, well, I hate to hear about your car, your engine there. But if you ever want any help or you know, want some company while you're out there working on it, give me a holler. I'll ride over and aggravate you a little bit while you work on it. Might even turn a wrench or two, who knows. But tell Miss Rhonda we said hello. I'll do some checking tomorrow and see what I can find out. And if I find one, I'll call you or send you a text and let you know about it. And we'll go from there.
Good. I appreciate it, Gary. Y'all have a good evening. KC4SKD.
Have a great evening. What's left of it. Wonderful day tomorrow. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
I'm 4DOS. Gary, I finally made it in. Please check in KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty, and I will be nagging in the nana.
To send out a search party for you. Like I say, good evening. KO4QLG. That's mother, brother by a different mother. Mr. Chris over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Chris. Hope you are doing well. And I hadn't heard from you as a better over there in Greer either. He and Jackie in tonight.
It's kind of odd. He must be caught up on that CW.
I thought he was down there pounding the keys or, you know, playing with the paddles. Talking to who knows where. But anyway, glad you made it in here. Hope you're doing well there, young man. And I do appreciate you getting in here and getting on the books here. You do well over there, and stay warm. Tonight is supposed to be another cool one over about this way. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. One for comments or any other check-ins, call KI4DOS. I'm going to wrap it up. I'll submit my net report electronically here and we'll close her out. Had a number 61 tonight. I appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. I'll come back again tomorrow night, and you'll have to put up with me again tomorrow night, folks. Matt, WG4MC, like I said at the start of the net, is a little under the weather, and he asked if I would mind picking the net up for him, so I'll be calling again tomorrow night. And if you want to, come back and give me a dose of Ryder's Cramp. That'd be good. But anyway, y'all take care out there, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, with our thanks to all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.
Hi. I hope I got it right. KI4DOS, Kilo November 4, Lima Echo India. Gary?
Yes, go ahead.
Gary, long time no see. Jim over here in Tocoa, Kilo November 4, Lima Echo India. Hope you and your family over there, you enjoy having a good evening over that way. It's something I want to say. Over the air, well, I don't know. I'll go ahead and say it anyway. I don't care if he's listening or not. But the 330 machine, the 147330 machine over here in Tocoa, repeater is no longer in use there. Anybody want to try it? It's no longer in use there, Gary.
Did it what happened to it?
It's a long story. I better not say over the air, but, hey, could you give me a call? I mean, you got my phone number. Can you give me a call? Could you do that, Gary? I'll talk to you about it, if you don't mind. You got a little bit of a situation, too, but if you can, give me a call, and that way I won't have to pay. I got your phone number, of course. I still got it, 864. Oh, shoot, I forgot the numbers. I can't remember your phone number without looking at it. I got it. But if you could, give me a call. That way I won't have to pay 9 cents a minute there, Gary.
Jim, I've got your number. Matter of fact, I pulled you up in my contact list on my phone just to make sure I still had it in there, but I've got it in there. And I'll give you a call. Can you give me a few minutes?
No problem at all. I sure will. And also, I just found out, I was watching the news the other night, and I think it was the weather, maybe Channel 4, I can't remember, Greenville, I think it was, and found out that spring, the first day of spring is March the 19th, so... Looking forward to that, just to let you know. March the 19th, put a circle around that date on your calendar. Be the first day of spring there, Gary. And I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it as well. You do realize that Easter's coming really early this year. Easter's March the 31st.
Usually in April, right? Is it usually Easter? Usually in Easter? I mean, nah, I'm like you, old age. My 64 getting to me. Is Easter normally in April?
Normally in April, it doesn't normally get into March, but you know, it's all coming early this year.
Can call and I'll be waiting. I have to go get the phone because. It's a portable, but I can go get it in the next room. I can go get it, no problem. And I can wait. I'll be waiting for you.
I'm going to get me something to drink, and I've been sitting here for a little bit over an hour talking a lot, and I'm going to go get me something to drink. I normally bring me a glass of tea or a Pepsi or something in here with me, and I didn't do it tonight, so I'm going to go get me something to drink. And then I'll be back, and I'll give you a call in just a minute or two. So
Until I holler at you on the other RF device, since I'll be using my mobile phone, it's not a twisted pair, if it's not hooked to the wall, so I'll give you a call on the phone in just a few minutes, Jim.